Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump is currently standing on the White House lawn and ranting in a visibly frustrated manner, all but admitting that he has entirely lost control of the conflict between Israel and Iran. Now, Trump, in a very overconfident way, announced a ceasefire 5 hours ago. 5 or 6 hours ago, he said, in a smug, condescending way, that he got a ceasefire, only he could do this, and that everybody should essentially kiss his ass. Well, within the hour, we had reports that Iran was still firing over to Israel. Israel was still firing back, and everything has escalated even further overnight. And you can tell, Trump might not have slept much. If he did sleep, he's cranky, and we even have this confirmed by reports. Bill Malugin says, Trump frustration with Israel and Iran boiling over as he departs the White House to a NATO summit at The Hague this morning. Quote, they don't know what the F they're doing. Ron Filipkowski says, but I was assured this was over. A total victory. Trump is a genius, and they are awarding him 34 Nobel Peace Prizes. You know, the craziest part is just looking at Donald Trump's Truth Social. 6 hours ago, if you look at the screen, 6 hours ago, he tweeted, the ceasefire is now in effect. Please do not violate it. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. He then sends out a long post about Jerome Powell. Then he says 30 minutes ago, Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home now. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. You can see in real time everything being broken within 6 hours. And by the way, it didn't even take 6 hours. There were reports of the ceasefire being broken within the hour it took effect. I mean, Israel was still bombing Iran leading up to the ceasefire beginning, so it was never even a ceasefire. It was Trump trying to take credit, and it blew up in his face entirely. Now, Trump is begging Israel not to drop bombs because Israel announced they will be taking retaliatory actions against Iran, which is now just creating a new cycle. This reads, breaking, Iran has launched missiles at Israel, officially breaking the ceasefire that Trump announced just hours ago. So much for a complete and total ceasefire. And you can see it happen in real time here. Yashar Ali posts, breaking, the Islamic Republic of Iran has launched another barrage of ballistic missiles towards Israeli territory. This is the seventh barrage in the past few hours. If the missiles enter, it is a violation of the ceasefire. This happened a few hours ago. Then he updates, breaking, the Islamic Republic of Iran has officially violated the ceasefire agreement. The Israeli defense minister says he has instructed the IDF to respond forcefully by hitting regime targets in Tehran, thus escalating, thus continuing the cycle. And this brings me all the way back around to this clip of Donald Trump speaking to reporters on the White House lawn right before departing to a NATO summit at The Hague. He's essentially saying in this clip he has lost control of the conflict, and you can hear the anger in his voice, because over the past 12 hours, he's tried to claim victory after victory, but the situation has continued to unravel at a stunning pace. When Trump first announced the ceasefire, Israel and Iran seemed to have not even been aware it was a thing, and then the moment the ceasefire was supposed to go into effect, and calling it a ceasefire is quite charitable, it wasn't, but the moment it was supposed to go into effect, there were still missiles being exchanged, and it resulted in this. Israel says 3 killed an Iranian barrage after Trump announces ceasefire. This war has caused a lot of needless civilian deaths on both sides. The Iranian civilians don't want anything to do with this. The Iranian regime is the authoritarian dictatorial entity. The civilians just want to live their day-to-day lives, and it's disgusting that this war continues to escalate and Trump tries to use it as a tool in this manner. But again, Israel says 3 killed an Iranian barrage. Trump is trying to coin this the 12-day war, and he's now going out there relentlessly saying that he solved the 12-day war, but you couldn't even have like a 12-minute pause, dude. Donald Trump is not using diplomacy or negotiation. He's just an idiot. I'm sorry. He's asked here, is the ceasefire still intact?
I don't think so, but I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous.
What Trump is saying there in his, you know, infantile, scattered voice is he's saying, as the ceasefire took effect, it seemed like there were some missiles still exchanging. And due to one or two missiles, Israel is now going full force in response, further continuing the cycle.
I didn't like plenty of things I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere. That's not what we want, I'll tell you. And I'm telling you, I'm not happy about that, Israel, either.
Oh, wow, you're not happy about it. Really, the peace through strength president stand there on the White House lawn and say, I'm not happy about it. At least President Biden understood the use of diplomacy, or he understood that he had a wide array of tools at his disposal to freeze Vladimir Putin out, to help Ukraine, to manage things. He was far from perfect, but Trump seems to only understand tariffs and like mass deportations. And he doesn't even fully understand tariffs. Understand is a generous word. He doesn't understand tariffs at all. But I mean, to go back to serious matters, Donald Trump said all night, you know, he said all night, we couldn't have made the deal without the talent and courage of our B-2 pilots. I mean, yes, we have courageous B-2 pilots, but all night he's basically like glazing himself. He's going to like break his arm because of these masturbatory posts. He said, Israel and Iran came to me almost simultaneously and said, peace. I knew the time was now. The world and the Middle East are the real winners. Both nations will see tremendous peace, love, and prosperity in their futures. They have so much to gain and yet so much to lose. Bro thinks he's getting a Nobel Peace Prize. He literally thinks he's getting a Nobel Peace Prize. He then says, the ceasefire is now in effect. Please do not violate it. Only a few hours later, he says, Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home. Trump's idea of diplomacy is sending out all caps Truth Social posts. And listen, I just got this title from CNN on my phone. Quote, do not drop those bombs. A furious Trump lashes out at Israel. I mean, sure, Trump is furious and lashing out at Israel, but just say his broken ceasefire has him desperate and furious. It's not just that he's mad, it's that he doesn't know what he's doing. So now it looks like the Israeli Defense Forces are going to resume strikes on Tehran, targeting certain regime facilities and high-profile figures. Sirens began blaring in Israeli cities early in the morning, and then Iran followed. So Trump, who hoped the ceasefire would vindicate his controversial decision to strike Iranian sites in the first place, now faces a diplomatic debacle. His supporters are online spinning this as 4D chess. I had Trump supporters in my phone yesterday saying, ha, you said this was going to escalate further. You said blah, blah, blah. And now there's a ceasefire. First of all, I didn't say anything. I've stayed away from making huge predictions. In fact, if you've been on my live stream, I've tried to calm down people who are screaming World War III and who are scared. I say, hey, listen, we don't want to jump to crazy conclusions. Yes, it is escalating, but it's not World War III. It is not. That is not how it works. But, I mean, the idea that Trump has just fixed it overnight is dumb. The collapse of the ceasefire exposes the fragility of Trump's approach, which is reliant not on personal diplomacy, but, like, public bravado and all caps announcements. He does that without the sustained groundwork and trust needed to actually enforce any sort of truce. When Biden is looking for a ceasefire deal, he understands that it takes groundwork and it takes both sides acting in good faith. Trump doesn't get that. That's why he gets effing rolled by Vladimir Putin all the time. But I digress. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these rapid response videos on the Adam Mockler channel, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below to never miss a video. It's completely free. We are building a network where we punch back against MAGA hard, and I want you to be there. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.